Welcome to the Daily Guidance Meditation Podcast with the Realized Master. These meditation talks were recorded during intensive spiritual retreats with Sadhguru Siriyaji. Therefore, they might contain some specific teachings and wisdom for life to be taken into consideration. Each recording begins with a mantra to bring you into a favorable condition for the inner journey. This initial mantra is followed by a brief talk in which the process of meditation is explained to you. After the talk, keep meditating at least for 15 minutes, and if you like it, continue, increasing the time by and by as you proceed. So now you are left with nothing else to do but close your eyes, relax, listen, and let meditation happen.
Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Anami. 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 Anami.
The roar of Naam last union with the roar of Naam. This is what we have to do when we sit in meditation, tuning in The whole atmosphere is charged, is full with spiritual vibrations, spiritual energy. All the power that manifests this whole creation, it's spread all around us. We are immersed in it. But we don't feel it because we are not receptive to it. We are not tuned in. It's a very good expression that explains it, makes it clear what it is. We have to tune in. It's like plugging in with an electricity. So you plug in, we can use electricity for anything we want. The same way, if you plug in with this God into expression power, non-power, then we can use this power for anything we want. So the singing we do, these holy songs that we sing, they are meant, as I said before at the lecture, to make us receptive, to open up the doors of perception, to help us plug in a few words. So once we are plugged in, we have to try to go deeper and deeper into this perception. And the way of going deeper and deeper into this perception is that of stilling the mind, relaxing the body, making the mind peaceful, avoid thinking. Thinking is what binds us to this dimension, to this physical dimension. If we stop thinking, then the inner door opens, the third eye, the tenth gate, called in so many ways, the inner eye opens. And we plug in with this divine light, which is the cause of all creation. This again is not something that only mystics and masters say. The quantum physics says the same thing. The whole universe was manifested from a point which was 10 times smaller than the nucleus of an atom, that's what they say. That means from nothing. From nothing came everything. But this nothing is not an empty nothing. This nothing is that nothing that contains everything. Everything comes from nothing, and everything goes back to nothing. This is the paradox of existence. But this nothing is really the container of everything. It's a very powerful something that is capable, by the way, of projecting this whole creation. So let's try to tune in with this divine presence. For doing so, we have to be very much at peace. Very much at peace with our body, very much at peace with our mind. That means being fully relaxed, fully at peace, no tension, no stress of any kind. We just give up all of this and we just want to be at peace. Just the fact of relaxing fully and avoid thinking as much as possible causes an expansion of consciousness. We begin to feel our inner space to become broader and broader. It's like getting out of a cage in which we are encaged. So that's what we have to try to do when we sit in meditation. Find our peace, first of all. Relax. Then still the mind by activating the surat or attention. Once our attention is well focused in the center, and we keep steadily looking and looking in the center, then the doors of perception will open, or the inner door will open, and the light will appear. So we try to stay with this light. We try to keep steadily looking to it. And the more we look at it, the more brighter it becomes. And the more brighter it becomes, the more blissful we will feel. The more deep we go into it, the more we forget about all these troubles of life, all this heaviness of this existence. And we find the real bliss and joy, which is our true nature, who we really are. So let's keep meditating at this by steadily looking in the center. Keep calling on Him with love and devotion by repeating His holy names, the Simran, the mantra that we sang before. Or for those who are initiated, the old Simran, just keep repeating it. It's like calling on Him because you're repeating His names. So we look for Him, we call on Him, and if you are sincere enough, He will come to bless us. So let's continue meditating like this, by praying to this infinite power. Please come and bless.